This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Presented by Edmonton Motors.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
Welcome back to Oilers Nation Radio. Connor Halley in, filling for Alan Mitchell, trying to at least. We're going to get to the final guest in our best of show today. It's Jeff Chrischel from the Crush Sports Performance Show. And in a very interesting conversation, they talk about the Oilers' injuries, the timelines of those injuries, and playing games in the Mile High City.
Well, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is certainly an experience that plays a role here. You know, if you've been through that before and you've learned how to deal with it, you can manage yourself accordingly. For the young guys who maybe haven't gone through the crazy road trips and the terrible arrival times and the short turnaround, that's something they learned to deal with. You know, we had a great conversation with Rich Heskett, the strength coach for the Calgary Flames, a couple years ago. And he said something that was very interesting. He said, you know, the veteran guys don't need as much time to prepare for the sport because their bodies have become accustomed to it. So, you know, in professional sports, especially where, you know, the schedules are so rigorous, they're very conscious of the younger developing players and how they manage themselves because their bodies haven't become accustomed to the rigors of the sport, mainly due to the schedule that the NHL, you know, casts upon them, I suppose. So you're right. I'm not surprised to see Ryan Smith, you know, having not much of an issue with this type of a scenario, and that the young guys did, certainly. Now, the turnaround, yeah, it certainly does matter. You know, if we took one of those guys and deprived them of sleep for 24 hours, we probably wouldn't see that much of a difference in terms of their game performance. But beyond that, it can be drastic. We can't put a number on it, of course, because it's individual. But, you know, after a certain point, the body's ability to perform just simply declines. And could we have seen a bit of that? Yeah, I think so.
And with that in mind, the Rangers this is just off the cuff and somewhat similar. Rangers just got back from a long road trip. They were over in Europe, then Western Canada, and then they're home. And they looked a little flat. First game home, they'd been home for a couple of days. Is that part of it too, where you're finally home and you relax and you unwind and maybe you're not game ready like you would have been on the road?
Yeah, sure. You know, and again, these European trips, I really think all the leagues got to rethink this sort of thing. You know, we see it in the NFL here too as well. Luckily, those guys get a bye week to recover, right? So it's a little different there. But you know, for these long trips and even the coast to coast type of a time change, you know what the big thing is. Once your body starts to adjust and it starts to adapt very quickly, it has probably more to do with feeding times, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
You know, if you're going over to Europe where there's a 6 to 8 hour time difference, and even if you're over there for a couple of days, your body starts to readjust to, hey, when do I eat? When do I sleep? And that clock takes a while to turn around. And so when you get back over to your home environment, you know, you're looking at 2 or 3 days till you're really back up to snuff in terms of top performance. So it's a big, big issue, and it's got to be handled properly. I'd rather fly the guys in and out as quickly as possible than go for an acclimation phase, especially going that way.
Okay, and another question on endurance, and then we'll get to the injuries. A goaltender who is playing, the Oilers have two goalies right now who are playing very well, one who's 38, the other is in his early 20s. If Happy Boulin gets hot, he's coming off a couple of years of some injuries and that sort of thing. If he gets hot and they run him like, 10 games in 14 days or 15 days, is it any more likely that he would get injured based on his age and injury history, or is it just luck of the draw?
Well, I'm not going to say luck of the draw. Certainly there's luck involved here for sure. Now, listen, I don't know him personally, you know, or have seen how he's prepared himself physically. Here's what we could probably say intelligently is, you know, if he's physically preparing himself on a day-to-day basis, you know, coming into the season, which it appears that he has,
mm-hmm.
You're going to reduce that risk greatly. Now, certainly, you know, as you get into a fatigue state, the risk of injury goes through the roof. And that's where athlete management is paramount. And that's where good coaching staff, and we know the medical staff over there, the guys, the trainers and the strength team over at the Oilers are top-notch. So they're going to manage that properly. And that's what it's all about. It's managing the athletes out. They're going to know. And the dialogue's probably wide open there. And
right.
they're going to have a wide open dialogue, you know, sort of managing, hey, are you getting tired? When's he getting tired? And also, you know, in terms of how, you know, he walks into the clubhouse the next day, how's he feeling that day? That could be the best indicator of all.
Okay. Sam Gagne, this is a young man who was looking pretty good in preseason, and then he had an injury, and it set him back a little bit. And actually, he tweaked again, and he was some concern that it was the same kind of injury. Turns out it wasn't. His first three games, he looked like a half step slower, a little bit off. Last night, he seemed to be finding the range. Is that fairly typical with that sort of injury that you know, you're out there and you're playing and you're getting the minutes, but you're definitely not up to game speed yet?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, Al, I think we've seen this too. One of the great things that's happened over this offseason, you know, despite all the tragedy and everything with the head injuries, is this whole thing with Sidney Crosby and the caution they're taking bringing him back to game speed. You know, they talked about one thing that was very interesting, which I think applies here as well, is, you know, even though Sidney is asymptomatic, no symptoms, it doesn't necessarily mean he's functioning properly, right?
Right.
So I think it's very similar here. So you've missed some time due to an injury. You know, the body's incredibly adaptive, right? So as soon as it stops experiencing input or starts getting different input, it adapts immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So there is definitely a period of time to get back up to speed, especially with these high-performance athletes. No question about it. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing here. He's getting his function back, if that makes sense.
Right. And then with Ryan Whitney, here's a guy who, you know, was injured last year. He finally got back on the horse, and now he's got a sprained knee. They're saying now out until November at the earliest. Is this part of our new, as fans, is this part of the new world where everybody is going to be a little bit more cautious, and we're just going to have to educate ourselves? And you mentioned Crosby. I found out more about concussions, and the press conference they had was the most informative thing I've ever seen in my life, the Crosby press conference.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, certainly when it comes to life-threatening injuries like a concussion, or career-threatening injuries like a knee, or again, the head injuries, they're certainly taking it seriously. And now I think they always have. You know, and though sports science has come a long ways, even in the last 5 years, certainly in the last decade, but in the last 20 years, it's a whole new world on the sports field. This last two or three years have been incredibly important when it comes to head injuries. But, you know, something like a knee injury, the protocols are simply there. It's going to be individual for sure. Again, depending on how bad the injury was, what needs to happen in terms of rehab, and, you know, the condition of the athlete in terms of returning, there's going to be a lot of individual variables there. But there's basic time frames that it takes in order for the body to heal itself and get back up to a level where it can compete, especially in high-performance sports. So, you know, human physiology doesn't change. All I know is the training staff there and the club, they're going to try to create the best environment to heal that as quickly as possible and get them back up to game speed. And that's all we can say. There's no hard numbers there, but you're certainly right. They're being more cautious simply because, and I wouldn't say cautious, we just know more now,
right?
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the thing. That's what the Crosby thing did for me. Was I kept thinking, this is like I saw Doug McClain the other day on Sportsnet talking about this, and he was like, when is this guy coming back? And the press conference told us, you know, this is they're figuring out his brain and how it works. This is unique to Sidney Crosby.
Right, and you know, there's no timetable. He'll come back when he's good and ready and when it's safe. That's just the bottom line. And I think that stands now for every injury. They don't want to send a guy back with a 75 or 80 or even 90% healed knee, because we know if it's not, you know, totally healed or it's not within that safety range, the risk of re-injury is very high and potentially even more catastrophic. So that's the way the sports world is working now. You know, listen, these guys are precious commodities. To be able to do what they do at that level against the competition they're up against is a very, very rare thing. Look, these guys have done what needs to be done over years and years and years to get there, and that is a very special thing. So ultimately, you know, it's in the best interest of the team and the organization and the sport to really take care of these guys. That's the bottom line.
And, you know, it's funny because in our lifetimes, it's gone from, you know, you got your bell rung, you better go over there and sit down for a sec.
Yeah. hey, we'll still look at the hockey, man. Don't get me wrong. These guys are tough. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Hey, you're still going to see guys getting stitched up in the breezeway and stepping back on the ice. I guarantee that for sure. But when it comes to, you know, debilitating, like a knee injury or a head injury, stuff that takes you out of the game physically, that's when you know, the wheels of caution start rolling fast.
You got another show at 4 o'clock today. What can we hear?
Well, hey, listen, we're talking a little off-season baseball today, so that's That's going to be great. Hey, next week we're talking, of course, listen, coming up is one of the fall classics in the city of Edmonton. It's the United Cycle Bike Expo, just a phenomenal event. And then out on November 10th, I just would like to plug this if it's okay.
Sure.
We're doing a very, very special tribute show to a good friend of mine who passed away earlier in the year, Harvey Dorfman. We're just going to take clips of all the things he shared with us on our show. And it's going to be an important show. That's November 10th. So some real fun shows and some important shows coming up here in the next few weeks.
I've heard you reference Harvey Dorfman many times. So look forward to that. Jeff, thanks so much for dropping by.
Allie, appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
And there you have it, a very interesting interview. As always, whenever you have that guy on the show, you always learn something new. Great guest to have on. We got to thank all of the guests that we were able to replay the interviews from. Former Oilers Sean Brown, Oklahoma City head coach Todd Nelson, Tom Benjamin from Canucks Corner, former WHA Oiler Skip Craik, Michael Spadel, as well as Jeff Grischel. On behalf of Alan Mitchell and myself, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys next week.